Hey guys, it's Rachel. Megan is still away. But that doesn't mean we can't talk about all the juicy stuff that happened last night on Bravo. So first up, I want to talk about some things that happened to Watch What Happens Live because they were amazing. We'll be talking about Million Dollar Listing LA and Top Chef, of course. It's back. So first up, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, of course, because they're a duo, as well as Trevor Noah were on Watch What Happens Live Wednesday night. And basically, Andy made all of our dreams come true because I'm not sure if you all know, Joe Giudice wrote a song for Teresa, and his dream from camp was that John Legend would sing it. And that dream came true Wednesday night. If you haven't seen the clip, drop everything you're doing and go watch John Legend improvise the most beautiful melody my ears have heard to the words of Joe Giudice. You know what? I was gonna say the lyrics, but I have something. I think I have a better idea.
'Cause I'll love you forever. I'll never lie, no, never. 'Cause you are my baby, my Empress, my lady. Teresa, you are my I heaven.
How good was that? And also, John wants everyone to know that the I's were written out, like, by Joe Giudice. But that's not all that happened on Watch What Happens Live. Lisa Vanderpump came in and surprised the gang. And Chrissy Teigen's face, she was basically all of us. She fangirled so hard. Her jaw just dropped on the floor. She like clutched her pearls. It was amazing. Please go watch the clip on bravotv.com. It's just so hilarious. So moving on to Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles. So we have Josh Altman. He has this new swanky house of this developer who we've seen in previous episodes being very pushy to Josh Flagg. And he's convinced that this house that he's rebuilt is worth $20 million. Josh Altman's like, nah, maybe 17. And then he does this brokers open and asks people how much it's worth. Most of them are saying like between 13 and 17 million still. But there's a couple who are like schmoozing this guy and saying like, no, I could get it for you for 20 million, no. And Josh Altman kind of just like goes off on the guy. So Josh is kind of a headache on his hands there, but he also has some other stuff going on at home because we hear Heather call him and be like, Josh, you gotta come home, we gotta make this baby. And he's like, put on that 90s R&B, honey, I'm on my way, which was too much that I wanted to know, but funny nonetheless. I think the biggest news last night was we see Brits and Josh Flagg and their like wonderful best friendship happening because he invites the Brits over to his dad's house and it's like a boys' evening together. But then Josh drops this bomb that he's ready to propose to Bobby, his boyfriend of 6 months. And the Brits are like, you like just met this guy? Are you sure? They were like, you dated Colton for 8 years and you never felt like this. And he was like, you know what? I've never had these feelings before and I know it's right and I'm ready to propose. And it just reminds me, you know, of other Bravo Labs we know weren't together long before they walked down the aisle. Lisa Vanderpump and Ked Todd, for example. And if you're itching to find out more about this proposal, head over to bravotv.com. We have a whole post on how Josh knew he was the one and all the details on this amazing proposal. So moving on, let's go ahead and take a bite at a Top Chef. I hope you enjoyed that pun because we worked on it a long time. This week we have the vets versus the rookies. They go to two well-known chefs in Charleston's homes because that's where you get like real good home cooking. One is a biscuit expert. The other is an expert in gullah food. The chefs are like over the moon. It's all really, really delicious food. But then of course they have to make a meal based on these meals that they've made. And it is very clear that the veterans have done this before and very clear that the rookies have no idea what they're doing. It's just like smooth sailing for the vets. The biggest trip up they have is there's no rack in the oven versus the rookies can't decide a menu, can't shop for groceries together. They have like 7 sticks of butter, 15,000 eggs, So it's not looking great for the rookies going into the meals. And of course, exactly that, it shows up in the food. Casey ends up winning the whole thing with her collard greens. Basically, everyone at the table was like, these are pretty insane. But then, of course, with wins, you have losses. The rookie team did not succeed this second episode. But it's a really touching moment. They're all in the stew room, and the vets are like, no, we've all been there. It's going to be okay. It's this nice moment of like, oh, no. These people, they're all chefs, and they all respect each other. But Annie, Jamie, and BJ are on the bottom. Annie makes this tomato pie. It does not go well. She did not have enough time to make pastry for it. Jamie, once again, burns his vegetables. And BJ, the meat guy, has raw meat. So it's just not looking good for all of the rookies. And Annie ends up going home. But Last Chance Kitchen is back, so that's not the last you'll see of Annie. This is a chance for eliminated chefs to come back and fight their way back into the competition. And remember, this is how Kristen ended up winning Top Chef Seattle. So head over to BravoTV.com where you'll see Gerald, who we saw got kicked off last week, face off with Annie and see who has a chance to fight their way back in. And if you just are like behind on Top Chef and want to watch all the drama yourself, you can always watch full episodes on BravoTV.com and the Bravo Now app.